We are learning Masechtas Shuas, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Daf Zayin. The first words on the line is Kavua, the second word, Kari Rav Eleh the Rabbi. We have two psukim in Parashas Vayikra, which say that if someone comes Tamei, he brings a carbonate of the Eretz. And the Shaila is, what do you mean? If he comes Tamei, that's a known bringer of the Eretz? How do you know you did something wrong when you became Tamei? So the Gemara says, because you find in the Torah that there's someone who eats Shlom, for example, gets karis. There's a lav and karis. Same thing goes to Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei. It's a lav and he gets karis. So here also we're probably talking about that type of person who does this b'shaygig, and he brings a carbon out of the earth. Gemara asks, why are we talking about truma? So Gemara says, no, truma has mistesh mayim, and usually chatas comes for a karis. So Gemara says, no, that's dafka by a real chatas. This is a oil of a yoreid. So oil of a yoreid, maybe it comes, even if something's not karas, haraya, it comes on shvois, shvois bitui, shvois edus. So that's not a raya. Gemara says, oh, because that's ba. Ba is a miyat. So afraid the Gemara, who said the miyat means that? Maybe it's dafka truma has oil of a yoreid, if you eat a b'shagig. And maybe going into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei, or eating kodesh when you're tamei, maybe needs even more. So who said carbon of the Yoreid is talking about someone who comes Tamei and eats Shlomim, eats Kodesh, or if he goes Beis, who said that's what we're talking about? So Mara says, Kari Rava Leah the Rebbe. So Rava called on Rebbe, because Rebbe had a very deep drasha. So Kari Rava Leah the Rebbe, Doyle Amayim Beiris Hamukim, that he brings up water from a very deep pit, which no one can see, only he can see it, because he has a Gevaldik drasha. Talking about the Braisa, Rebbe Eimer, the Pasuk says, in regards to the person who comes Tamei in the parish of Yikra before by Elviar, it says, it says in Pasuk, Oy nefesh shetiga b'chol dava Tamei, Oy b'nivus chaya Tamei, Oy b'nivus behema Tamei. Now, if you already said b'nivus chaya Tamei, why do you have to repeat b'nivus behema Tamei? Rabbi Eimer, Ekrani, Chaya, Behema Lama, why does it have to say Lama? Once you say Chaya, that includes everything. Like learning the parish of Shmini, Chaya includes even Behemoths. So once you say that he touched Nivlas Chaya Tameya, why do you have to repeat in the Pasuk of Nivlas Behema Tameya? So it's extra. Lama Nemra, Nemakan, to make Xer Shavu, Nemakan, Behema Tameya. It says over here, Behema Tameya, Nemel Halon. It says by the parish of someone eating a shlom while he's tamei. It says the v'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam b'behema tamei or b'chol shekas tamei va'oichem b'sar zevach hashlom mashal Hashem nichosh nefeshim ameha. So it says in that pasuk by shlom also lost behema tamei. So malah halon tumas kodesh, just like they were talking about someone who's tamei and ate shlom made kodesh. Afkan here also the parasha of oilo v'yoyred the carbon of v'yoyred afkan tumas kodesh tumas tumas kodesh. Okay, good. It's a beautiful drasha. So we see that one of these psukim we're talking about tumas kodesh. Someone was tamei ate kodesh. Eschan tumas kodesh. Tumas mikdash v'nalon. How do you know if you go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei, you bring a carbon of the yared, if you forgot and you went to the Beis HaMikdash? On makra, the pasuk says bechol kodesh loy siga vela mikdash loy sava. So it's a hekesh. Bechol kodesh loy siga, you shouldn't touch kodesh, which means you shouldn't eat kodesh vela mikdash loy sava. You shouldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Iskash mikdash le kodesh. Is a hekesh mikdash kodesh, so that's how we know. Levaisa comes out. He said, "How do we know that the parish is talking about mikdash and kodesh? Because it's talking about kodesh from behema tamei, behema tamei, and we learn out that mikdash is hukash to kodesh." Frank Dimar, Chumanami. We say this, truma also should be hukash le mikdash le kodesh, because truma bechol kodesh. The word bechol is mar betruma. Yachet Chumanami. Don't mar bechol kodesh le sigel rabbi says truma. That bechol kodesh l'siga is mar v'truma. So truma is also included in the sekesh. So truma is also hokash l'kodesh. So that should also have a din of carbon of the yard. If you eat the truma of a shaygeg, Zog the Gemara, no, a miyat rachman abba, that was a miyat. You have to use a miyat for something. Zog the Gemara, eim abba l'mute mikdash. So if you have here two different things to be marba because of a hekesh, either mikdash or truma. So who said the ba is coming to afuke truma? Maybe it's coming to afuke mikdash. So mistav, the Gemara says mikdash leimatinas getting mikaris kamaisa. It makes sense if you have to compare one of them to kodesh, to eating kodesh when you're tamei. It makes sense to compare mikdash. Why? Because mikdash is similar to kodesh. That you get karis if you eat a duv amazed. Mikdash leimatinas getting mikaris kamaisa. The Gemara says no, adraba truma, which actually doesn't have karis, has mitzvah mayim, but still it's similar in a different way. Adraba truma leimatinas getting achila kamaisa. It's achila. So lemaisa, we're at a standstill here. We don't know pshat how we know Dafka Mikdash. Kodesh, we already have a drasha, klar. Behemoth Tamei is extra word in the parasha of Oil of Yared, and we like Xer Shava, Behemoth Tamei, Behemoth Tamei by Achilas Shlomim Betuma. So we know Torah Achilas Kodesh. But Mikdash, we don't know. We tried saying it's a Hekesh, but Truma also is a Hekesh. So how do you know that we're referring to Mikdash is the other Tumah that you did something wrong? It's Torah Mikdash. Who said? Elam Arava. It says three times in the Torah that if someone eats shlamim or kachim betuma, he gets karas. So what are the three pesukim? One pasuk is in Parashas Emor where it says, "Emor alei amadari yisom kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem elakadoshim asher yekdishu bnei yisrael Hashem v'tumasoi olov v'nichosha nefeshim mefana ayni Hashem," which asher yikrav means to eat. Which means to eat any kadashim when you're tummy, but to masay alav. It's and the reason why he picks lashon yikrav is because it has to be a kosher carbon that's roy to be makriv. Then there's an issur to eat a betumah. So it says lashon yikrav calls arachem kadashim shikdish bnei yisrael Hashem to masay alav. That's one carbon. There's a parash emar perichav beis pasagimul. There's another two times, and both of them are in parashas tzav, where it says over there. One pasuk says, "V'nefesh asher toichal basar." It's pasuk chaf. V'nefesh toichal basar mizavach hashlam masher laHashem v'tumasay alav v'nichusar nefeshim amem. There's two of them that say v'tumasay alav. This says, "V'nefesh toichal basar mizavach hashlam masher laHashem v'tumasay alav v'nichusar nefeshim amem." That's one. And the other one, which will be the third one, "V'nefesh pasuk chaf al v'nefesh kisiga v'chol tamei v'tumas adam and behemet meya v'chol shekas tamei v'achol masar mizavach hashlam masher laHashem v'nichusar nefeshim amem." So it says three times karis by shlomim. Actually, two of them say before shlomim, one of them is kachim. But it comes out, when you eat shlomim, which is kachim also, it says three times karis. Why in the world would the Torah tell us three times that ichayev karis? Elam v'rava, shalosh kreisis b'shlomim lama. Achas leklal, one's for klal, meaning teaches that all kachim are chayev, if you eat a betuma. V'achas leprat, and what does it mean leprat? Leprat means that it's coming to be a yotzim in a klal to teach us that there's a klal we say in Yugim Midos the dovah shoyi beklal the yotzim in a klal the lamed and it's not lamed al atzmai it's a lamed al klal kuloi. What's a lamed? That just like the shlomim is kachim is beach af kol kachim is beach yotzu kachim bedek abayis which is hekdesh for the bedek abayis is not chayev shum tumah. So the reason here, the word that says kachim, that pasuk in Perichov Beis, that's the reason, that's klal. It means first to all kachim, you eat it, but tumah you get karas. The next time it says shlomim gets karas, it's singled out to teach us that it has to be dumah to shlomim. Now, Rashi asks, why don't we say a klal prat? A lot of times we have a klal, it says kachim, then it says a prat, which is shlomim, which teaches ein bechlal el mashem prat, which is only shlomim has din karas. Zokt Rashi, that's only when the klal and prat are next to each other. Here, one's in Perichov Beis, and one's in Perich Zayin. They're not close to each other. So then you darshan this other drasha, that loma yotzom in a klal, lam in a klal kuloi. That's what Rashi speaks out. The prat is lam, and teaches it has to be, daf kachem is beach, na kachem is. So we have three of them. One is the klal, one is the prat, but achas is what? Le tumma ksuvu teristam, vini de mahi. It's for a tumma that says in the Torah, we're not sure what it's negeya. Havaimer Tumas Kaidesh, teaching us that Tumas Kaidesh, like if someone eats a shlam and b'kaidesh, but if someone eats a shlam and b'tumma, that's what that ambiguous pasuk by Oil of the Earth is talking about.
That's the first one.
Oh, in Tumas Kaidesh. If you don't need it for Tumas Kaidesh, you already have the pasuk of Behemoth Tamei. So then, the Nafka of the Rabbi, through Inyan Tumas Mikdash, so it's Inyan, use it for Tumas Mikdash. So beautiful. This extra crease is telling you Tumas Mikdash. And obviously, it can't be telling us Truma because that's not Chayav Karos. So what's going on? Tumas Mikdash. Vaiting Marakash. So far so good. We have Pshat. Vaiting Marakash. Bahayim Bayule. We need these three krisos for something else. Bahayim Bayule. Kravavo. Damravo. Shalosh krisos v'shlom alava. Why is it three times karas by shlomim? Achas laklal, like we said, teaches that all kachim someone eats betumba is chayav karas. V'achas laprat that singled out to teach us that has to be kachim is be'ach. V'achas, what's the third one? Not for an extra one to tell us that the parasha of Oil of Yer is talking about Tumas Kodesh. No. V'achas l'dvarim she'inim l'chalim, to teach you that if you eat something that's kachem ezbech, but it's not kachem ezbech, it's kachem ezbech, but it's not edible. For example, if you eat Eitzim of the Maharacha, or Levoina from a Mincha, or Ketores, these things are all Kachim Mizbeach. If you eat it Betumah, you're Chayiv. That's what the extra word is, the extra Achila is teaching us, of course. Even though it's not really edible. So Mar is asking, that's what's teaching us. Rav Shimon d'Amar Dvarim she'en nechalim, ein nechayav m'lehem. And according to Rav Shimon holds that you take not chayiv on something that's not edible, ein nechayav m'karis, m'shum tumma, la'asuye, chadas ha'pnimiyos. It's coming to Marba that if you eat chadas ha'pnimiyos, which are usually burnt outside the machne, that if you eat those b'tumma, you chayiv karis. V'sa'akadai t'chamina hoyel v'amar Rav Shimon. Just like Rav Shimon says, in regards to pigul, he says anything that's not, they're not makrav on Mizbeach Chitzon like Shlomim, ain't chayom mishum pigul, mishum tumanami lo, you would think also tumanat, kamash lo, and the mechayiv. So the Gemara's kasha is that you need the three creases of something else. The third crease is either you need it for eating something that's not edible that you chayiv betumah, and according to Rav Shimon holds, you take it out chayiv something that's not edible, you need to teach us that chadas ha'pnimiyos, which means the chadas ha'pnimiyos are, for example, the par and sar of Yom Kippurim, the par kray Mashiach, the par Halav Davar, those are chadas where you bring the dam inside the Kodesh Kedoshim or the Heichal. The halacha is those chadas are not eaten, they're burnt outside. So you need it to tell you that if you eat that betumah, you chayiv, because you would say, just like in a chayiv pigul, maybe not chayiv tuma. Kamashon chayiv tuma. So I need the third creases. So how can I use it that the mikdash? If you go into the mikdash without remembering your tuma, that you get out of the yared. How can you use it for that? You need it for something else. Ella amina doy mishmei de rava. I'll tell you pshat. Shalosh tuma is b'shlam alama. Every one of those parashas or creases says tuma. Now Rashi says tumasei olav, which is not 100% accurate. Two of them say tumasei olav, and one of them say the nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei. But it means like this. Why does it speak out tumah in all three? So it must be. That's what's extra. Lama achas a klal, v'achas a prat, v'achas a tumah, k'suv v'tar yistam, v'yadei mahi. Havayim, what is that? Tumas kaidish. Many in tumas kaidish, and after them with the Rebbe, three in tumas mikdash. So what I'm saying now is that doesn't say the tumasei olav is extra. One of the obvious question. What do you mean? You have to say that. By now in Boile, I the Boile Mitzvah of Karis, Likravo, Kosanami Tomeas, Lysagil of Avachi. You have to say the extra parts of Karis. You have to say, what do you have Karis for? So you have to say it was Tomei. Well, how else do you want to say it? So don't tell me it's extra, it says with Tomasa Olav. The Gemara thought that the extra Tomei, I can use it for this. They knew you need it for the Pshutish of Mikra. And you need a third Karis for whatever you need it for. So then if you need the Karis for either Ein Nechalim or Chaz Zaprimiyas, so you need a Tomei there also. So it's still stuck. How do we know that Tumas Mikdash has carbon oil of a yerid? Ela Marava, I'll tell you how. Asya Tumaso Tumaso. Ksiv Hacha, it says here in the parish of oil of a yerid, it says, Oiki Gav Tumas Adam L'chol Tumasa Ash Yitmaba. That's the other pasuk by oil of a yerid. It says, L'chol Tumasa. And Ksiv Hacha Tumasa. Ksiv and Tapa Zayin on my base now. Ksiv Hasam, it says by Tumas Mikdash, it says, so it says there Tumasai boy, mal halon, just like that parish and parish chukas is talking about Tumas Mikdash going to be between Tamei Avkam by oil of a year, which says Tumasai Tumas Mikdash. So very good schmack. So now we have Tuma Furish and Makiris. That each one the Kodesh has we learn out from the word Tamei. Tameya, Tameya, Behemoth, Tameya, Behemoth, Tameya. And now we're learning for Mikdash from Tomasa to Tomasa. So now the Gemara is bothered. So why do you need the meat? Bishlam, until now, we were just figuring out that something has a lav and has a misa, so it's included in the pasuk. But now we have targeted psukim and tell you klar that the parish is talking about Kodesh and Mikdash, Mehechatesa, anything else. So why do you need a meat for? Now it's sure, what do you need the meat above for? We had a meat above to say, to exclude something. If Bishlamef was a Svaras, we need Ba'at and Lamute. But now that it's referring to Psukim, why need Ba'at and Lamute? Vela Ba'at Lamali, the rabbis, Nivlas Oif Tar. Ba'at is being marbed, if someone comes Tameh with a Nivlas Oif Tar, that you go into Beis Mikdash, or you eat Kaidesh, you have Karmel V'yarit. Now, even though Ba'at is a Miyat, has a marbed something, the Rabbis are going to ask the Kasha momentarily. What is a Nivlas Oif Tar? It's actually a Pasuk in Parashas Acharei Mois, which is this week's Parasha. We're there, usually, in order to become Tameh, you have to touch something. There's a chiddush by an avela of a oif tahar. If someone stuffs it down your throat, you become tummy. Even though no such thing as tumah based ablia, something's inside your mouth, there's no tumah there. Special there's a cause of then a nivlas oif tahar, you become tummy. Now it's a new type of tumah. Who said if you go come tummy this way and you go to base mikdash and you eat kaddish you chayv erel yerit? Comes the pasuk ba and it's marva that. Vela ba lomli le rabbis nivlas oif tahar. Break the gemara. Armed the ba miyutu. Ba is a miyut, not a riboy. Zok the Gemara, Mushum the meat muta who they are. It's an extra meat. Why? Ksiv, it says in the parasha of Oil Yared, Oiki Iga, and if you touch a tumma, something the Barnegia in, the lav Barnegia loy, that the loch is that this is not being Matama Benegia. It's been Matama Aide Achila. That's the pasuk over here. It's by Nivasav Tar, that's it's not Matama, it's Matama Bachilasa. So therefore, this is tama with the eating, not with the touching. So ready from Kiyiga, it's coming to exclude Nivlas Oif Tahar, which is not Tomei Benegiyah, it's Tomei Be'eating. So Oy Kiyiga, the Benegiyin, La Benegiyah Lo, Yiviksiv Ba, and this is again a Miyuta, have a Miyut, Ach HaMiyut, a Miyut, Ach HaMiyut, the Rabbis. When it's two Miyutim after each other, the Rabbis. One Miyut is Kiyiga, which comes to exclude Nivlas Oif Tahar, which comes Tomei by putting it into your mouth. And you have another Miyut of Ba, that's marba that if someone comes tummy through a nivlas oif tahar by swallowing it up, he goes to his mikdash, he eats kodesh, he's chayiv b'shogeg, he's chayiv carbon oil of yared.
Mechanics, but what's bobbing
b'mayit? Bobbing b'mayit nothing. That's worse than b'mayit achamayit. It's b'mayit nothing. We have two miyutim after each other. It's l'rabbis. That's what it is. Ba and this is coming to marba nivlas oif tahar. If you had one of them, you'd be b'mayit nivlas oif tahar. Now you have two of them. It's being marba nivlas oif tahar. It's being marbed that Nivas Oif Tahar is included, even though it's not a Barnegia, and that's how every Emir Tachamir, El Rabbis works, that it's marbed. Like always, the famous Kasha always is, just don't say both of them, and then you won't have any problems. So it's always a good Kasha for every Jerusha. One of the truths of all, that every word in the Torah has to be there because the whole world was created through the Torah. We'd be missing some trees if you didn't have this Jerusha. So that's why it's one of the on a simple level. But the Torah says it, then Emir Tachamir, El Rabbis. So my bottom line is that we have all the drashas we need. We know mikdash, we know kodesh from either Tumas or Behemoth Tumeya.